and welcome back to another episode of Inspired Parenting. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And today I was going to talk about a Kidbit. As you know, Kidbits are from my book, Kidbits, Inspiration for Parents, which you can find on Amazon. And today's Kidbit, which also has been turned into a tweet, if you follow me on Help for Parents on Twitter or Inspired Parenting on Facebook, you'll find these little inspirational kid bits that will help you with something that's going on in your life today. So if you read it, think about what, there's a reason why you read this one today. So look at how it pertains to you and your world and your parenting life and where it leads you. So today's kid bit is, don't regret the past. It's already happened. Enjoy the moment and create the future. You know, it's amazing how often we are thinking about things in the past. What we've done wrong, what we would do differently if, where we're coming from in our parenting, how we're reacting to a situation is usually based on past experiences. Think about everything that you think and everything that you do and how often it is related to something in the past. It's amazing. We live in the past more than we live in the present. So this Kidbit leads us to, you know, don't regret the past because it's already happened. So don't bother regretting it. Regrets are a bit of a waste of time. If you want to choose to do something, then do it. If you choose not to do it, then don't bother having regrets about it because you made a choice. Let it go. You made that choice and that's that. And move on to something that's going on right now. Because when you're living in the present and enjoying those moments in the present with your child, magic happens. You see things in a completely different way with fresh eyes. It's kind of like going somewhere that you've been many, many times before. But this time, you're going with someone who's never been there before, or you're going with your child, and you get to see it through their eyes, a new look, a new perspective. It's magic. It's a new experience. You may have been there many times before, but this is a new experience. So enjoy the moment, and in that moment, you are creating your future. Because in that moment, when you're treasuring that time with your child, when you're really present with your child, then you're creating that relationship in that moment. And that relationship, that bond that you're creating, is going to carry you into the future, is going to be one more piece that your child remembers, one more experience of your parenting that they get to experience. So it's really important to let go of things that you don't need to have anymore and live right now. So that's why this podcast episode is called What Are You Holding On To? Because whatever you're holding on to, it's from the past or you couldn't hold on to it. And even in the moment, you can't hold on to something because the moment has already passed. So living in the very present, like listening to this podcast and hearing it from your perspective of what you need to hear out of this that pertains to your life. Think about that. Don't regret the past. It's already happened. Enjoy the moment and create your future. That is living in the moment. And that's creating a relationship with your child that will last forever. You know I'm all about building really strong relationships between parents and children and building self-esteem in you and in your child. And when you are present in the moment with your child, you feel really good about yourself. You are in that moment, in that passion of that moment, that excitement, that experience. And your child is feeling that deep connection, that bond that they have with you, that you actually care enough to really focus on where you are in this moment. And that builds self-esteem in you and in your child. It makes them realize that they're important enough and valued enough to be focused on, to be present with. And they carry that with them in life. They won't stand for things that aren't good for them because they think they deserve it. They will be stronger in who they are because of how they feel about themselves, because of the moment that you choose to spend with your child, being present. I hope this has been helpful for you in your moment right now. And I hope to have you around some more for new ones. Have an absolutely fabulous moment. And I'll talk to you next time. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com.